His joy and his gladness. Now, the second thing that I want to say to you is this. Common people listen to Jesus because he was easy to understand. Easy to understand. Why, when Jesus spoke words of comfort, people understood it. Listen, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You understand that, don't you? A little child understands that. Mark 5:34. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. We understand peace. John 6:37. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, common people knew the meaning of these statements. And you sometimes go to the scripture and see how many one-syllable words Jesus used. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Every word in that sentence is a single syllable. So the common people understand and understood Jesus, what he was saying. And of course they heard him gladly because of that. We can copy that like Philip out on the desert that day when he met with the eunuch, a new friend, and he said to him, the scripture says, and he began to preach unto him Jesus. Very simple. We understand that. And we can understand it. The words of Jesus. Every sentence. But so clear, so plain. A little girl, many years ago, listened to Billy Graham preach on television. And Billy Graham was using the story of the blind man in the story of Mark's gospel. And as he told about the blind man, and she listened intently, and the story winds up, and he followed Jesus. And the little girl followed also. The common people listened to Jesus because they understood what he had to say. Thirdly, the common people listened to Jesus because he was one of them. One of them. The primary reason Jesus was baptized, he was baptized for a purpose and a reason. Now, when I was baptized because I had sins to confess. But when Jesus was baptized, he had a life that he wanted to consecrate. And when he went with John down into the River Jordan, and he came out, and he could say, now I'm one of you. I'm one with you. And how remarkable it was that the common people heard Jesus with pleasure because they felt that he was one just like they were. That old prophet Ezekiel had it right in the 3rd chapter in the 15th verse when he said, I sat where they sat. I was right there in the seat beside you. I was in the pew with you. I was suffering. And when somebody comes to you today, and they say, I know what you're going through. They're one of you. They're one with you. And you know that they have experienced the same thing and the same ordeal. They've gone through it. And so the common man listened to Jesus because he was one of them. In that parable of the Good Samaritan going down by the man that was wounded and picking him up and carrying him to the inn, he empathized. He became a part of that wounded man's life. And he felt like, well, he's joining me. And that's the way common people felt, that Jesus was right there with them. Henry Drummond, no wonder the students listened to him preach. Late at night, he would be on the streets with his arm around some drunken person who was in a bad way, trying to tell him about the love of God and how God could change his life. Becoming one with those out in there in life. No way would men listen to those who stand aloof from others. But Jesus got right down in the masses and the multitudes of people. He was baptized with them. He suffered with them. And he knew their heartaches. And no wonder they listened to him. Dr. Ernest Fremont Tittle was a preacher with some ideas about social reform and so on. A man said of him this. He said, "I do not agree with what he says and what he preaches." But he said, "When my wife died and I was on the brink of committing suicide, he came and he walked with me and he talked with me. And he helped me to turn it all around. And he said, that caused me to be in sympathy with what he said." When Jesus Christ came down to this earth and began to walk with those in poverty, in blindness, in leprosy, those who were having hard times socially, no wonder they listened to what he said. Because he became one of them. Dr. William Barclay said it best when he said it this way. God got down here with us when Jesus arrived. When Jesus came to this world, it was God getting along beside us. He is one of us. The common man listened to Jesus for many reasons. But the last reason I want to give you, and this will be all. The common man listened to Jesus because he made them feel like somebody. He made them feel like somebody. Basically, every man is searching for that. Jesus made great inroads in the man that was on the street. And when Jesus touched that man out there on the streets, he felt, "Oh, I can mount up with wings as eagles." He knew what he was talking about because he tugged at his heart. A man carried the picture of Jesus in his billfold. He lost his billfold. Well, he had some money in it and other things. A few days later, he received his billfold back through the mail. The man who found the billfold acknowledged in the note that he sent, "I intended to keep all the money and to destroy the evidence. But when I looked at the picture of Jesus, I knew I had to send it back." When the common man met Jesus, he knew that he had to change his life. and his lifestyle. That's why the common people listened to Jesus. When he talked to them and came into their presence, why, immediately they felt, I can become somebody. They made resolves. Robert Burns was dining in a Scottish inn. And there was a boy waiting on the tables. And the boy came in and tripped over something. The goblets and the food just scattered everywhere. The innkeeper came and took this young man. He cursed him and then he fired him. And dejectedly, the young man was walking out of the building. And Bobby Burns, a great poet, came and put his arm around him and said, son, you can become somebody. Well, some years later, when Sir Walter Scott was writing Lady of the Lake and Ivanhoe and some of the others, he said the thing that put really motivation and life into him was when that Scottish poet put his arm around him and said, son, you can become somebody. I wish somehow you could get your arm around every young person and say, you can become somebody. I wish this morning I could convey to every person here, if you'll listen to Jesus Christ, you can become somebody. That's why the common man, the common person, listened to Jesus. When they heard his voice, they always felt, with him, I really am somebody. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, this morning, we know thy Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts. We know that the Spirit brings to us the message of Christ. And Christ is probably saying to some of us, rise and follow me. Come, and I'll change your life. And you can become somebody. In the kingdom. Oh Lord, bless every heart that needs to make a decision today, and bless each of us that we may decide something, especially to listen to Jesus. For we turn it all over to him, and for his name's sake, amen. We're going to sing an invitation hymn 347, I Surrender All. And as we sing, I want to invite you today, if you're not a Christian, if you've never given your life to Christ, I want you to listen to Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If there's anything we need in this world, it's rest from all the weariness of this world. It pushes, pulls, and really puts us down day after day. You understand those words, come unto me. Hear those words gladly. Respond to them joyfully. Maybe somebody would like to make this your church home by moving your church letter. Maybe some other decision you'd like to make today. I welcome you as we sing just now. I trust some heart today has been listening to Jesus. You know, he speaks such simple, plain words. How could we miss it, you know? Thy faith hath made thee whole. How simple that is to just come and express your faith and say, I believe in him. And that'll do it. Not something mighty, unique, unusual. You know, that's why the common man heard Jesus. He was so plain in his invitation. Just come unto me, and I'll do the rest. Isn't that remarkable? Who couldn't do that? Who wouldn't want to do that? If you've heard him, and if he's spoken deep down in your heart, then you come. I don't want you to come just because I ask you, but come because you feel somehow that God has spoken today and I need to respond. I need to follow him. Why, quite often, you know, Jesus had to just slip away in a boat, go away to the mountains, or somewhere the common people just pressed him day and night. Because he had what they wanted and desired. And I know he's got salvation. On the cross, he paid the price. And he's ready, waiting for you. The next stanza, will you come from wherever you are?
All to Jesus I surrender.
I surrender all to thee, my
the choir will sing the last, and with our bowed heads, if there's someone else who needs to make a decision, just quietly slip out and come and make it. Oh, we need to listen to what Jesus said. And they heard him with pleasure. They heard him with joy. Will you hear it? If you're listening and he says, I need to decide today, then come on very quickly, right now, wherever you are. Make your decision known right now. Father, we thank thee for the presence and the power of thy Spirit with us, and we pray your blessing upon every decision that's been made here today in the hearts of these thy people. We are conscious sometimes that we hear what Jesus might say to us, but then again, we might not do it and respond to what he says. We pray, forgive us of this. And often we listen to what he has to say, and we have trouble measuring up. We know that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be victorious, and we can conquer with him. We pray, Heavenly Father, now that you would take each of us as we go out of this place of worship, that we might go feeling inspired and also dedicated, that we'll try to pass this message along to others, because it's in his name we pray.